Rosie Jones wrote and directed the documentary series The Cult of the Family, wrote a book about them as well. Rosie, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks, Ed. Thanks, Rat.
Rosie, did we do enough? Like, you know, did the government and the police do enough to protect those children?
Absolutely not. No, not at all. I think, I mean, that's how Anne was able to get away with it for so long. I think because this happened in a very secret environment, the children who were secreted up at Lake Eildon very seldom were out in the public eye. So, and if they were, they were always with older people, and they always looked incredibly well dressed. You know, they looked as though they were being cared for. And I think society was quite happy at the time to just go, they look okay, let's look somewhere else. So I think the children, some of the children were actually stolen from public hospitals.
Yeah, that's horrific, isn't it?
It's incredible, but you need to go back to that period to really see some of the reasons. The lack of regulation, there were a huge number of agencies controlling adoption at that time. And, you know, there were a lot of babies. It was the 1960s. There were a lot of young women having babies outside of marriage, and it was frowned upon. There were no social welfare services to let those women have their children, look after their children themselves. So they were told by the system that they had no options. So the children, some of the children were actually literally stolen from public hospitals. I mean, it is shocking. And the reason Anne Hamilton Byrne was able to perpetrate that was because she had doctors and nurses within the sect who were able to do that. They were in positions of authority, and they were able to whisk babies away, do shoddy paperwork, and there you were. So I think there wasn't enough investigation by police in the early stages of this either, because I think police weren't used to looking into domestic situations. This was something that involved women and children.
Yes.
Wasn't seen as proper police work.
No, I think that's it, isn't it? Rosie, I just want to read some of these texts because they're interesting. My mother did agency nursing at New Haven in the 60s and told us about the medical staff taking LSD when we were kids. She was horrified and tried to tell people. I want to know this, Rosie. I'm not sure if you know the answer. She must be worth a bit. The property's in Olinda. Is there any chance now that she has died for some of that estate to perhaps be used for compensation?
I think that would be an absolutely wonderful turn of events. I believe there is money left. I really can't. It's quite difficult to get financial information, so I don't know exactly how much, but I think in the vicinity of $10 million,
oh, right,
potentially,
which
could do a lot of good.
You'd have to fight whoever that's gone to in the will to get it.
Absolutely,
presumably.
Yeah. That's exactly right. So I think there will be quite a large fight ensuing from her death, but that would be to me an ideal result.